Today's Leading Women, episode 647, with the wonderful Nina Holmes.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did it? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Nina Noelle Holmes. Nina Noelle Holmes is a serial entrepreneur who has founded 6 companies and is an active participant in the Denver nonprofit and startup communities. In her role as co-founder at Inspirer, she is a digital presence expert and brand marketeer. Nina works directly with clients to brainstorm and implement the production of marketing campaigns, personal brand websites, and events. Nina shares her free time as a leadership board member for the Center for Work Education and Employment, CWEE, which is focused on strengthening Denver's community and economy. She's also building her personal brand at www.ninanoelle.com. That's Nina, N-O-E-L-L-E.com, www.ninanoelle.com. Women of the world, Miss Nina Noelle Holmes, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Marie.
I am delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Nina, I really love what you're doing with your business. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind that niche?
Yeah, of course. So my company is called Inspire, and we help professionals such as Fortune 500 executives, entrepreneurs, competitive job seekers, really anyone who's trying to establish more credibility in their field to build amazing personal brands. So we also help companies in fostering and leveraging their key employees' personal brands by helping them build a culture that celebrates the individual. And so my co-founder and I, we saw a huge gap that needed to be filled in the personal branding market. There really wasn't a full company that actually provided a complete solution to personal branding. And what we found was that in order to have a personal brand that you're in control of and one that you can really reach your goals with, whatever they may be, you really have to have a digital hub. So that's what Inspire is built around. So it's a website that you can manage and grow as your brand grows. So the Inspire platform is the technology under everything we do. And then each Inspire client receives a custom website and design based on their unique personal brand. So we figure that out by conducting discovery sessions with each client and developing a custom strategy and roadmap for them. And everyone is so unique, and they have different goals and experiences and knowledge to share. And when we can work with each client one-on-one, we can really help them build something that will be successful. And we do these quarterly touch points with every client to revisit their strategy, make changes, build upon that over time as their personal brand grows and develops. And we really help them by connecting them with other inspirers within the community.
I love what I'm hearing about your business and your mission about helping businesses and companies build their personal and professional brand online. Great niche there. But what continues to inspire you doing this business?
So my co-founder, Mike Stemple, he's a very unique person. So he was a combat medic in the Army and was then studying to become a doctor and then During college, he was in a car accident, unfortunately, and damaged his brain, which activated the creative center in his brain, and he became an artist from that. And then he actually painted all the big sports murals around Denver, so I'm not sure if you've ever been down there, but they were along the I-25 corridor and a couple downtown. And then after his artistic career, he really wanted to do more with his career in technology. So he started to build companies, and he's actually built 20 tech companies, and some of which have grown to be really successful. And he's also an endurance athlete. He did the Race in the Planet series, where he ran the hardest foot races in the world. And after that experience, he really understood the power of his personal brand, because his story was it mattered so much to the people he was talking to, and he was able to get sponsors because of that. And even though he didn't actually win any of the races, they were so captivated by everything he was sharing about his career as an entrepreneur and then racing the Planet Series and all of these things that he did. And so it really helped him to start thinking about his personal brand. And about 6 years ago, he started building out a platform to help him with that personal brand and manage it. But he was only using it for himself, and he found it was really helping him in every area of his career, whether it was his athletic career or his entrepreneurial career. And when we started working together, I asked him if he could actually take that same technology and use it to help others, so build it out into a solution for people. And everything really kind of took off from there. And I've done a lot with my personal brand, and it's always transforming, and I'm using the platform, and Mike's brand has continued to transform. And now we're working with a lot of different people. We're working with founders of companies, and we're working with CEOs of large corporations, and we're seeing that the platform really can be used in a number of different ways. So it really inspires us to keep going.
What an inspiring story that one is. And yes, that has been really a theme here at Today's Young Women. I mean, seeing a gap in the marketplace that you can fill in, and partnering with someone using the platform that has already been proven or tested. And now you expand that one by helping businesses and companies build their personal and professional brand as well. Having used that one yourself as well, it's a great inspiration there. But let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this idea or that turned this inspiration into a reality. Can you share our listeners what are some of your personality traits or your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
Yeah, of course. So I mean, the first one that comes to mind is courage. I think it takes a lot of courage to quit your job and really get into the startup game full time. And that was the number one thing that really helped get me to where I am today. And it's also what helps me to continually take risks, because, I mean, I'm sure you know this, you have to make a lot of changes when you're starting a company. And I've never been afraid of making those changes, and I prefer to embrace it. And it really helps to create something that you wouldn't have been able to without having courage. I would also say passion. I just absolutely love what I do, and my passion helps me to inspire my clients and create something that we're all proud of and engaged with every day. And I think the third would be tenacity. I think after starting multiple companies, I keep going and I never give up. I mean, I've failed and I've fallen down pretty hard, but I get up and I keep going. And I think there's just something about being an entrepreneur that I'm drawn towards. It's like, it's in my blood, and it has been for as long as I can remember. So,
all right. So that's having the courage, passion, and tenacity. Great personal qualities or traits here that Nina just shared with us. And the good news is that we can all cultivate and adopt them into our lives. So having the courage for what you do, passion for what you do, and tenacity, the ability not to give up. Great personal qualities there. All right, let's talk about what happened when you started your journey as an entrepreneur. You know, as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get to those challenges, it takes a very special person. And our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business? And how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
Yeah, I think this is something that most entrepreneurs could relate with, but everyone passes judgment, and a lot of people have told me that I can't do what I'm doing and that I won't be successful or that I was making a huge mistake, and people that are really close to me. So it's a little shocking when, you know, the people that you love are telling you this, and it can sometimes bring you down, but they're only doing it out of love. So that's what I realized. And I just really had to fight off those words and continue to challenge myself to stay focused and true to who I was and what I believed in and what was inside of me, and believing in the businesses that I was growing. I was going to say, you wanted a couple more, huh?
Yes.
So the second one I would say are the unexpected setbacks. I think that's always challenging. I think you really have to be determined as an entrepreneur and optimistic, because you'll just take so many steps back before you take a big step forward. And I usually realize that things could be a lot worse. And to put it into perspective, it just really helps me to move forward when I think about, you know, all of the other bad things that could be happening. So I just stay positive and keep going and stay focused on what really matters. And then the third I would say is time. It's just the number one thing we can't create more of. There's only 24 hours in a day. And so there are times when I have to stop what I'm doing and take time to research or help someone or handle a personal issue that comes up. And I'm just finding time to balance it all. I schedule everything religiously, and I invest in the things that matter to me. So my business, the people that are close to me, my family, and taking a little bit of time for myself and for the things that are important to me that are fun and can kind of take my mind off of business. And so I can have that fresh perspective when I get started again in the morning.
Great lessons in those challenges that you just shared with us. And yes, I'm sure a lot of us can resonate with this. I totally can resonate with these challenges that you've faced. I mean, overcoming the naysayers, dealing with the unexpected setbacks, and work-life balance or time management are huge, huge, huge. And the good thing is that when we're sharing our challenges and the lessons that we learn, we are also learning from each other. So for our listeners out there, let's learn from these challenges that Nina just shared with us and how she was able to overcome them so that when they do happen to us, we now know what to do. And on that note, I love to talk about work-life balance, because this is an area that I'm sure a lot of us are challenged with. I mean, I'm battling with it on a daily basis. But the challenge with us entrepreneurs really is how to click on and click off and create that work-life balance, particularly if you have a family juggling many roles. So in your life as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain this work-life balance? And what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
Yes. Yeah, so I really try to focus on this, but at the same time, I really think that my work is my life. And if I wasn't doing something that I loved, it would be really hard to maintain that balance. And so I can not really be working. I can be reading a book or spending time with my loved ones and talking about my business. And so business really is a part of every aspect of my life. But at the same time, I do take as much time as I can to take my mind off of business altogether. So I do a very good job of doing that on the evenings and on the weekends and whenever I can, take that vacation once or twice a year to really pull myself away. And it helps. It helps you stay balanced and healthy and, doing things that you love. So I love surfing. And when I can go out in the water and surf, it's funny, it'll actually spark new ideas that I probably wouldn't have come up with if I was sitting in my office. And so taking that time can not only help you to maintain the balance, but it can really help your business grow and change and transform in ways that it wouldn't be able to if you didn't take the time to do that.
I love those tips that you just shared with us. Yes, absolutely. I mean, taking time off for yourself, taking vacations, doing activities outside of your business, like hobby, things, activities that really interest you. So for example, with Nina, she goes surfing. And yeah, I totally agree, because when you do those activities that really energizes you, you become even more creative and productive and more focused. I mean, those ideas, when I'm doing totally different things, like relaxing activities or totally non-business things, that's when all of those creative ideas come to me as well. So really important to incorporate those, not just activities relating to your business, but outside activities that really enhances you, that really energizes you as well, because those are the things that really will help you at least get away from your business. Really do something different so that when you go back to working on your business, you're really focused and inspired and energized to continue. So great tips there. Self-care is really important. Take vacations at least once a year, or even a mini vacation. I call my husband a staycation. So when we go on a weekend trip, for example, just doesn't have to be like a long travel like that. Just within our community, but it's just gonna be like totally no business at all. And so really helps me to get back really focused and productive afterwards. So take those mini vacations if you can't do those big ones. Really incorporate activities that will help you not just in the business but on your personal life as well. So great tips there. Now, I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience, so take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success, or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learned would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you're headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
So I would say the first is to just try. If you have an idea, put it out there and just try to do it. You could be happily surprised or disappointed, but either way, you're always going to learn something from putting yourself out there, putting your idea out there. And you'd be surprised, even if it is a failure, and I don't really like to say that a failure is a failure. It's really something that you are always going to learn from. It will help you get to that next point that you need to be in order to find that success that you're looking for. And the second I would say is find a mentor. I would not be where I am today without the help of my mentors, even from my days in corporate America. So don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. People are a lot more willing to help than you might think. And then the third I'd say is take risks. Don't try to be like everyone else. Innovate. Be different, and if your idea seems crazy, it's probably a really good idea. So you'll likely find a lot of people who are not going to agree with what you're doing, but it's, you know, if you don't have those haters, I guess, in your life, then you're doing something wrong. So you need to have that the negative in order to figure out what the positives are.
Golden nuggets in those tips that you just shared with us. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners. The first one is to put yourself and your idea out there. Really important, especially for our listeners out there who are just starting out. Really important to test your idea. Get it out there and get feedback and iterate from there, because then you know, okay, if this is gonna be resonating with your ideal client or not, then you know how to tweak it. So it's really important to get feedback. Put your idea out there and then get feedback from it. And the second one is to find mentors. Yes, I cannot stress enough of this. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today either without having a mentor. And I know this can be a stretch for you who are just starting out, but it really, I mean, I couldn't stress the benefits of having a mentor, because first of all, it's gonna shortcut your learning curve. It's gonna get you a whole lot faster from point A to point B had it not, without having a mentor, if you have done it yourself, because the learnings alone, the support, the inspiration is going to be there. And of course, asking for help, be willing to ask for help and receive help. And yes, like what Nina said, you know, people really want to help. It's just for you to ask them, reach out and connect with people. The third one is to take risk. Yes, I know as an entrepreneur, we are the risk taker, but it's really important to be different, find something that is uniquely you, and innovate depending on how your market or how your niche resonates with what you're offering. So it's really important to keep up to date with us. So great tips here that Nina just shared with us. Let's take action on them today, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Now, entrepreneurs are wide readers. Can you recommend a book or two that our listeners can get that will help them grow personally and professionally?
Yeah, so but one of my favorite books is The Alchemist. It's something I read just this year. A lot of people recommended it to me at around the same time, so I figured I'd better pick it up. But it really was an eye-opening book, and it's a quick read, but it really gets you thinking about your dreams and the journey you're on, and I couldn't recommend it highly enough for entrepreneurs.
Totally. I love that book. It's The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I'm going to have this on our show notes. Really, really a quick read, but really deep, because you really get to think, which is what Nina said. So pick up that book, The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. All right. What about a business resource or a tool or app that you use in your business that's radically changing the way you do business and that which you can share our listeners with?
So I'm a big fan of the Adobe Creative Cloud, and they have all the different tools in there that I could possibly need for web design or social media graphics, and I mean photography. I absolutely love photography and try to work that in wherever I can in my business. And so, you know, there's just so much you can do with all of those and so many resources to learn how to use them. And so I have to say that was my favorite tool for my business.
All right, so it's Adobe Cloud. I'll have that on the business resource section as well. Now, share with our listeners what's exciting coming up in your business, where they can learn more about it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
Okay, great. So, I'm most excited about my business because we're about to go to multiple different locations and work with people all over the country and the states and help them build out their brands. And whenever we're in a location, we'll have open photo shoot sessions and we'll do the discovery sessions in person. And so it's really exciting to be able to travel and do what I love. As far as how people can, you know, have a benefit from Inspire, they can go to inspirer.com. So inspirer.com. And I would say take the archetype assessment. It's at the top right on the webpage, and you can go and really understand what your personal brand archetype is, and then we give you a bunch of different ideas for how you can build your personal brand around that. Because everyone has a dominant archetype. But then there's also a link so you can explore all of the archetypes. And it's a really fun assessment you can take and just kind of see how you are different and how you can develop your personal brand around how unique you are. So, and then people can always sign up for our newsletter to get updates. And if anyone's looking to work with us one-on-one, we have consultations they can book right on our site. All the contact information is on inspire.com.
All right, so that's www.inspire.com. I highly encourage you, our listeners, to go there now and take this assessment, this archetype assessment, as a start, and then so that you can be directed on what your next step is. And of course, at least sign up for the newsletter so you can be updated on what she's putting out there. So again, that link is www.inspire.com. And for our listeners out there, who are the best group of people that will benefit from your services?
So I would say entrepreneurs, absolutely. This our solution really helps people to grow their businesses. So anyone also who also has a business or is part of a team, we do a lot of brand work for executive teams and leaders of companies. And then also people who are looking to be competitive in the job market, it's a great solution that can help you to get that dream job you've been looking for.
All right. So it's for both entrepreneurs and for those people who are in career as well. So I really encourage you to check them out, www.inspirer.com. And if their products and services resonate with you, I highly encourage you to connect with Nina at www.inspirer.com. Thank you so much, Nina, for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you so much, Maria. I really enjoyed it.
Thinking of starting a podcast? Seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.